Hello, welcome to the Emma and Her Sister podcast. I'm David.
Should we change the name of our podcast?
You mean, well, the thing is, Sister and Emma podcast doesn't really sound too great.
True. Then it's settled.
You heard it here. Like, we tried.
Yeah.
But
if you find it weird that two grown men are hosting a podcast titled Emma and Her Sister, and you think it was clickbait, it wasn't meant to be clickbait.
More like two grown boys. Oh, got us.
Hell yeah. Dumb. Stop it.
Okay.
Enough. Whole podcast is dumb. Don't worry. It's fine.
Okay. Enough focusing on being meta. We're back with episode 52.
Yes.
And if you're new to this podcast, yeah, good joke. Good one.
Wow.
I'm just frying us today.
We've talked so much about how we don't have any viewers. Imagine if someday we had like 10, and those 10 people are like, what, are we nothing?
Yeah. What am I, chopped liver?
Trust me, if you hear us ragging on our own podcast about having no one listening to it, at this point, we don't.
Yeah. And
so it's okay.
And pretty much it's been happening so long that even if we do, we still won't, I won't acknowledge it.
Yeah, probably not. I'm kind of used to, that's the format.
Yeah, that's our format. We don't have listeners.
Yeah. Which I think is kind of nice because we never started it for listeners.
Yeah. We just started it to talk.
Yeah. I kind of want to go back and listen to the first couple because I don't actually remember what our motivations were.
I just remember you. I remember the episode you talked about the shotgun rules and the Codfather.
I forgot about the shotgun rules.
Yeah, like, okay, like shotgun, when you're calling shotgun.
Yeah.
Driver's seat.
Yeah, I found the official rules for shotgun.
Yeah.
I remember it now, but I don't remember what the rules were.
I don't remember what the rules were either.
Wow.
I think the rule is if you call shotgun, you get to take the seat.
That sounds right. Rings a bell.
Yeah. It rings one of those.
Did you want a water before we started? Because I didn't offer you one. I'm sorry.
Entertain the audience.
You gonna go get water? Okay. So we've been doing this for 2 years now. And we started doing this. I don't remember why. I know that I used to listen to a fair amount of podcasts.
I'm back. And by the way, no thanks. Because I still have the one from last time.
Oh my gosh. Good. Good. I don't know. Maybe it was just because I thought it was, I wanted to try it. I know I wanted to for the sake of trying new creative mediums because, like, I want to do a lot of different things because I've always been curious of, like, I listen to podcasts, so I was like, I wonder what it's like to make one. I want to try making one. And I never wanted to, like, I think I had wanted to make one for a while because people had told me that it would be a good idea. Because I talk a lot and I talk
what?
I talk way too much. Well, and I don't talk too much. That's anyone who says I talk too much, I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to someone else then. I figured I talked a lot, so I thought it would be appropriate to make a podcast because that's content based on
talking.
One of my quirks.
Yeah.
It's like if you are really good at drawing, maybe find a way to draw. Like maybe find a way to draw as an outlet. And this gives me that. And so I wanted to, but I don't remember what actually prompted you and I doing it.
I think part of it was just we just wanted to have a project that the two of us had.
Yeah, just
to do together.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that's why it continued, because it was fun and pretty easy. Like, it's not super high maintenance. It's not hard. It's not hard, but it is like, even if it is difficult at times, you can't say it's a difficult thing to maintain because we only do it like once every 2 weeks. So
yeah, really the hardest thing is when you have bad internet.
Yeah. And you have to actually like sync it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've only had to do the syncing up like a couple times, and that was because you weren't able to. And usually you're the one that does that, which I love. not necessarily because I don't have to do the work. I think part of the reason why this has been able to go on for so long is because I haven't had that many projects that I've been able to share with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, usually I try to do something with somebody else, but there's always the balance of one person is more interested in it than the other. And if one person isn't as interested in it and the other is really interested in it, I feel like that sort of like, unless both personalities are like strong enough or like invested enough, I feel like the more interested will kind of suck the energy out of the less interested and get like the scales tip more. Like if somebody's,
yeah,
one person's really into it and one person's kind of into it, the one that's more into it will like get even more and snowball out of control, while the other one will slowly get less interested in it because of that.
Yeah.
To the point where it's now one person working on it. Like, mm-hmm. And that ends up killing the project because it's, yeah, a two person thing.
Cause then they'll realize, oh, I'm the only one working on this, yeah, working on this,
which shuts down their motivation.
Yeah.
And now there's no motivating factor. Like there's no person that actually is trying anymore. And this, since, I think if I was doing all of the work on this, I don't think, like, the fact that you generally do the syncing up and stuff, that kept the ball rolling. Like, if it was like, I want to do a podcast, will you be my co-host and on my podcast? I don't think it would have lasted.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it would have lasted if it was just like me trying to do a thing and you were into it. Even if you were having fun, I feel like if you weren't engaging in the actual production process, I would have felt like I'm forcing you to do a thing. And it's like, am I making him do this? I feel bad. Maybe I'll stop asking him. I'm not going to push him to do it every couple weeks. Maybe every 3 weeks. And then eventually it would have died. But since it's been both of our thing and there is a process, like even if I'm not like you do more work in syncing it up. Lately, we haven't been syncing it up because we've been in person, which is cool.
Pretty easy.
But the ball is rolling. Like, it doesn't need that factor anymore because we've already established. I'm down to keep doing this forever, until like, if life gets completely in the way and it becomes more frustrating to do than it is fun, at that point maybe it'll slow down. But I don't think that's gonna really happen because it's not that hard.
Yeah.
If we decide to pick it up and make it every week, then it might actually be more at risk of getting frustrating.
Oh, you heard it here. That is a solemn sworn oath. New podcast every week.
When that happens, it'll be cool.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say daily? Is that what I heard?
I'm working on that. I told you about that earlier on the YouTube channel. Like, I we don't have it up yet. I mean, it is up, but like, we're not really doing anything on it.
We have a YouTube channel, definitely.
Yeah, but it's really behind, and we'll probably work on that later. Are you fine with this being as introspective as it is, this episode? Because it's not really.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm kind of enjoying this topic.
Yeah, go. Yeah. Do you guys mind? Leave a comment. Oh, what's that? Absolutely nothing? Okay.
That's what I thought.
That's it.
resounding silence?
No, they're fine with it. Continue.
Oh, that's the loudest silence I've ever heard.
Yeah. Mm. It's almost deafening.
Mm. Little peek behind the curtain for all of you guys that are interested. I'm actually David.
Imagine? You're dropping a bombshell. I'm Swain.
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Take it back. Take it back. We're joking.
April Fool's.
Dude, we should do an April Fool's video.
But isn't this episode going up close to April 1st?
Maybe. I'm looking at a calendar.
Hey guys, I saw your dad at the market. Jokes.
Jokes, dude, jokes.
I didn't see your dad at all. He doesn't even love you.
Come on, man. Pranked?
Got him.
And you have no love in your life. Yeah.
Is that too far?
No.
Okay, good.
I just said it too quietly. Okay. I just said it too calmly and not funny enough.
So is it on April 1st?
It's on the 30th or 30th. The 6th. Because we already uploaded last week.
So yeah, we did.
It's the 6th.
Yeah. Well, if you take out the amount of episodes that we've done so far, minus 45, because our ages combined is close to 45, that would equal April 1st, exactly.
That's some 23 bullshit. And I completely agree. Yeah. I completely Thank agree. I'm on board with that math. I don't know if I can follow it, but I'm on board.
It's called a conspiracy.
It's called blind belief.
They're pretty big where I come from.
I don't know about you, because you've never said anything, and I haven't had the chance to learn about you, yeah. Mr. Quiet Audience, or Mrs.
Boy, you sure talk too much. And go
classic.
Being a teenager who was very quiet, I got that joke almost daily.
Dude, I heard that joke almost daily. I wasn't as quiet, but I was friends with a very quiet person. I actively heard people say it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was the only person he talked to because I was the only friend he made in middle school. Well, mm-hmm. He probably had friends in middle school, but, like, I was the only one that was still in classes with him. So he talked to his friends, and I was, like, the one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we spoke all the time. I didn't realize he was that shy. But then when I was actually seeing him in class and, like, anyone would say stuff to him, he just wouldn't say anything back. He would look at them in their face and just stay quiet.
Like a dead-eyed stare.
Yeah, he'd just be like, and that was it. Just like, why is he? He actually is that quiet. That's crazy. I liked that guy a lot, though. He got picked on by the same people that I did, so we had a kinship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We both got those people to stop picking on us.
Yeah.
Through acts of violence. You heard it here first.
Emma and her sister does not condone solving your issues with violence unless you're at war.
Or it's dope. Technically, it was an act of violence in that it was a... It was a threat of violence. He just took off his backpack in a threatening gesture.
Ooh.
And like he was like ready to throw down. Like he just dropped his backpack and lunged towards him and he was gone.
Nice.
He just booked it out of there and they kind of, I didn't see them interacting with him that much.
That's pretty cool though.
Yeah. Like, damn, that guy's cool.
Like, oh man, we finally did it. We snapped. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's get.
Mine wasn't as cool in like, menacing, but it was more direct in that, like, I hit them.
Yeah, you actually made contact
yeah.
with them. Did you tell the audience that story? I don't think you did. You should tell them.
I think I might have, but I think
you've told me, but I don't think you've told the audience.
In case I haven't, it'll be a quick recap, because I feel like I've told this story to you enough times that...
You only told me once.
Okay, that's enough. I was picked on, and not for a long time. It's not like I was picked on every day for... Years. I'm gonna close this curtain real quick.
Okay. So to recap, he wasn't picked on for a very long time, not for years at least.
Yeah.
Continue.
I was targeted in sophomore year because I started to date a girl who had a jealous ex-boyfriend apparently, and I was acquaintances with that guy in middle school, and that guy found out that I was dating his ex. And he was in a ring of three scrawny punk kids that liked to pick on freshmen because they had inferiority complexes and they were bullies, but they were small, all three of them. And the smallest one of them was not the leader, but he was the most aggressive. Like,
yeah.
The leader one was the least aggressive. And he was like he would laugh with his friends, but you could kind of tell there was a reluctance in his face. And he was the ex. Like, I feel like if it was just him, I don't think he would have messed with me. But the other ones were jackals, and they wanted to have fun. And so, generally, their bullying wasn't really bullying. It was just, like, they were hecklers. Like, they were like, they were just, like, they would literally snicker at me.
They're ones who heck.
Yeah, they hecked the heck out of me. And as I walked past them in the halls, they would, like, whisper nonsense to each other. And then they would laugh like, like they had like these really lame cartoon bully laughs. Like picture a weasel, like a weasel cartoon, like picture a cartoon set at a high school, but they're all like anthropomorphic animals.
Okay.
And the bullies are little weasels, and not like the jocks would be like alligators or gorillas or bears or whatever. And then there's like these little weasels that are like, "Hey, what's up, kid?" Like, that was them. And they were lame. But I was very skinny, and so, like, and there was three of them, and so I pretty much just ignored them and tried to pretend that it was cool. Like, whatever, it's fine, this doesn't affect me, but it did. It was bothersome. Mm-hmm. And then one day on my way to second period, the more aggressive one, he was saying something to me, and he at the end of the dialogue, he put his hand on my face and slapped me. Like, he gently put his hand, and then he gave me a little slap to the cheek, which in some countries would be referred to as a bitch slap. Oh. Like, it's not meant to hurt. It's meant to sting and demoralize.
Yeah.
And claim ownership of basically. And that was the first time he actually like made contact with me. And I was like, that's immediately, I felt like the blood rush to my face and I wanted to do something, but I also, for months, I was like, every time I saw a fight, I would always like talk to my friends about how stupid fighting in school is. I'm like, I'm a pacifist. Fighting is stupid. Why are these people even fighting? There's no reason to fight. I would always preach that to people. And then I got slapped and I was like, oh, I get it now, but I'm not gonna. I would never fight. I would never fight. But I did hope really hard to myself that he was not gonna do that anymore. Like, hopefully that was a fluke. Hopefully that's not a new development.
Right.
And then later that day, on the way to fourth period, he did it again.
Ooh.
And so I grabbed his neck and I started punching his face a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And
shutting that down.
Right. Yeah. And it felt good. I'm not necessarily condoning it, because like immediately after, I started going back to preaching, like, don't fight. Like,
yeah. I've seen the ways it leads to destruction.
Yeah. Though it did feel good. And for the next couple of weeks, I did walk the halls towards him, kind of hoping that he would start more, because I got a taste for blood and I wanted, I felt kind of weird, because like, he was small. Like, I was very small, but he was smaller than me.
Mm-hmm.
But he was this inferiority complex. He was picking on me because I had no confidence and I was able to be picked on by someone smaller than me. And like, I didn't want it to do anything. I didn't want to escalate. I didn't like conflict. So I was just like, no, I'll just let it happen. But then it was a reflex. Like, it wasn't like a conscious decision. Like, okay, now I'm going to start striking this person. It was like, I got slapped in the face and I kind of blacked out for a moment. And then we got pulled apart by some bigger, like, senior or whatever. And then we went to class. Like, he ran away, and then I went to class. And then for the next couple of days, I was like, that was kind of satisfying. Like, it felt really good, because I took a lot of my aggression out. A lot of my pent-up, built-up, like, bottled-up feelings were towards him specifically, because he was the heckle. He was the heckler. He was the hecker.
Yeah, the hecker.
The hecker. And he would, like, I got to take so much stress out on the source of the stress. I was like, heck yeah, that's dope. That feels good. And if he starts anything, I'm going to go straight for that. Like, if he talks to me, I'm going to fight him again. Like, I'm going to fight this kid until he's done messing with me, because I kind of want to now. Like, I got kind of a, not a taste for blood, but a taste for his blood.
Uh-huh.
Like, I wanted more, because I didn't get any consequences. Like, he didn't hit me back.
Yeah.
I just hit him. He knocked my glasses off my face, because he did manage to hit my head while we were getting pulled apart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he swung once and he got the side of my face, but he didn't actually feel it. It hit my glasses and knocked him off. And then by the time I picked them back up, he was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I experienced that and I didn't get any consequences. I was like, okay, so I can just fight this guy and I'll get away with it, because it's fine. So, like, mentally, it was like, there's no bad part of fighting this kid. And so I used to try to avoid him in the halls because I didn't want to deal with it. Mm-hmm. I started taking routes that I knew he would Like I would pass him and I wouldn't like stare at him. I would just walk a little close to him and just kind of like keep my ears open in case he said something. So I could be like, oh, I'm sorry, what was that? And he never said anything. And he was done. Yeah. He was officially done. It solved the problem. Violence solved the problem. It doesn't usually, but
you heard it here first, folks.
Though I don't encourage this behavior necessarily because I think the next year, had I not moved, I would have been ruined because the next year, like at the end of that year, I had moved up the hill. So I was going to a new school, new people, never had to deal with those people again. But I would go down the hill every couple of weeks to go visit my friends and I would go onto the campus. You can't do that anymore. Like I get that. You shouldn't be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But I was a strange kid not going to the school and I would just walk onto the campus. Like, I don't think I'm pretty sure that doesn't fly anymore.
Yeah.
But like at the time it wasn't super scary. Like I was a previous one time I got stopped and they're like, are you go here? And I was like, yeah. And I pulled out my old student ID and they're like, this is old, but why would you have this if you weren't a student? Like, yeah. Even if it's old, you are still a, like, whatever. Plenty of kids don't care. Like they'll get the new ID and they'll just like, forget about it. And they just let me on the campus and I walked in, I would go find my friends and hang out with them. And every once in a while I would see that guy, off in the distance, walking out of the school. Mm-hmm. I would see him. I recognized his face and he was jacked. Like he got prison build. Like he immediately, I think as soon as I started hitting his face, he started hitting the gym. Like he was just like, I'm not ever going to lose this bullying.
He's like a punching bag with the word Swain.
Yeah. He's like, next time I pick on that kid, he's going to stay picked on. And like, I'm so glad I moved because like, I don't know if he grew up, like maybe he probably has by now, but at the time he was just a little dipshit. Like he was just a little jerk that punked on kids that were weaker than him, mm-hmm. emotionally, like not necessarily physically because he was smaller than me, but I had seen him and his group walk up to a group of freshmen and then just like, point at them and do like threatening gestures from afar. Like I just see this and the freshmen would just like leave. He would punk them out of their spot and be like, we're hanging out here. And then they would leave. Like,
yeah. Wow,
he's just a jerk to people that are weaker than him. And maybe I knocked some sense into him and maybe he's just like, wow, I'm weak. I shouldn't be picking on people. Or he was like, I'm weak. I should bulk up so I can keep picking on people without getting like, ruined. And either I helped him or I created a monster and now he's a stronger bully than ever and I made the problem worse and I got lucky by moving. So I wouldn't say go straight to violence because I might have gotten killed the next year.
You might actually be dead.
Yeah, like that guy, if he still was a bully, then that man was mentally unstable. Like if you pick on someone smaller than you and then they beat some sense into you and you stay a bully, you're unstable. Like I feel like any sane person would learn the lesson immediately that you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
People defend themselves. Every human being is still an animal and animals when put into a corner, like you can scare any animal into a corner. If they have no choice but to attack you, they are going to.
Yeah.
like fight or flight, yeah. Yeah. Now, a lot of things will choose flight first, but if you take out
the flight, there's only one option.
There's only one option, and they will do it, even if they're small. Like, a chihuahua will try to kill you if it needs to. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't have a flight response. Chihuahuas are aggressive.
Yeah, they just have the flight.
But, like, yeah, don't freak things out. If it's and humans are animals, so, like, that's the same concept. If you punk a little kid and it's like, you either punch me or you're going to die. They're going to punch you.
Yeah.
Like they're going to punch you. And if you're not good, strong enough to back up your words, you're going to be really embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually I feel like a person would learn that lesson and stop picking on people. But if he then bulked up so he can continue picking on people, then that's a different type of person.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of person that might be so insecure that he might not have the self-control to stop hitting you when you're on the ground. So I could have actually been seriously injured by him if I got into a fight with him. Because a lot of people, if they're confident, like if you get in a fight with somebody, generally you hit them and then like if they fall down, you don't go after them.
Yeah.
It's like, he's down. I won. I'm done. The encounter's over. Like, I'm not going to kill this person. Nobody wants to kill somebody.
Yeah. People generally follow boxing rules.
Yeah. Like, he's down. If he gets up in 10 seconds, I'm going to beat him up again. But if it's after 10, he knows he lost. He lost. Yeah. Start counting.
One.
Can you imagine a fight like on the street? Two guys are just like squaring up and one just decks him in the face. He falls and just like, one, two, three, four. Oh, you getting up? Five, six. Oh, let's go more. And then just
starts, what's your name? What's your name? Justin, that's right.
Yeah, they keep squaring up. And he counts to 10 and he's like, and you're done. I won. And then the guy's like, oh, you're right. I lost. Good fight. Like, good fight.
Yeah, that's right. 33 punches thrown, 22 connected.
Stay down next time. Yeah.
So the lesson here is you can punch your problems to a distance, but they will come back beefier.
Yeah. It'll either it's a coin toss. Like, you don't know what other people are up to and what they're all about. If like, you could solve your problem, but it's kind of a coin toss whether you solve it or you make it absolutely worse. Mm-hmm. So there's probably another way to handle it that will just solve your problem. I don't know what would have been better. I don't know how to handle that kind of stuff because these people are not very reasonable at that age. Like I'm just going to say it. People are stupid. People are absolutely stupid. And the older you get, the less stupid you can become, but people are still stupid as adults, but
they're just set in their ways of stupidity.
Yeah.
They're predictable stupid.
Like the chance of meeting an absolute fool lessens the older you get, but partially because you get smarter and you know where to hang out.
Yeah.
But in high school, there's no filter. Your filter is starting to come in, but you start with no filter and you slowly develop into a conscious, actual human being that can comprehend thought and actually can grow as a person mentally. I don't think you start really growing mentally until you stop growing physically, because you're putting so much energy into processing your physical change that you're dealing with. You're growing, you're going through puberty, you're going through all these changes. You're now liking girls more than you used to. You used to like girls because everyone else liked girls, but now you like girls because they make your body feel weird.
Yeah.
And after you eventually get used to that and you have nothing else to process, you have time to actually just think mentally. And I feel like when I, like this past like couple years, I would say up until I was 26, I was the same person that I was when I was 12. Like when I was in middle school and maybe even a little bit of elementary school, I kind of came up with my core values pretty early because I had a good idol of a mom to look up to, like how she acted as a person. That's how I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I was good at learning lessons from watching other people. And so I came up with my values pretty quick and I just kept them. I was like, I think I'm a good person and I'm going to stay a good person. And so as I got to high school, I was kind of a dork because I stayed that like no fighting and no drugs and no sex, like no anything that is bad. Like, I was just very innocent, and I stayed that way. And then when I was, 26, I started, I never wanted money until, last year. last year was when I finally was, I kind of need money because I need my own life. I didn't care about being independent because I just wanted to be able to make my own decisions. And even though I was, being enabled by my parents and, not really having any real freedom, they were not strict and they let me do whatever I want anyway. So it's like, I can just do whatever I want now. What would moving out do? I feel like that would restrict my freedom because I would now have to worry about rent and I wouldn't have time to actually do whatever I want. I would have to actually take care of my life first and then do whatever I want with my spare time, which wouldn't be a lot of. I wouldn't have a lot of spare time. And now I'm getting to the point where it's like, I'm losing a lot of control by being here. And so now I went out so I can get more control back. And so I've changed dramatically over the past year mentally. And I'm 28. Like, took a while. Like, there's some people that are stupid in high school and they stay stupid and eventually they'll figure it out. Like, you can't reason with a middle schooler. You can try.
Not very well.
They know everything. They know everything that they've ever experienced. They know all of that. And anything that they haven't experienced doesn't count or exist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because they can't fathom it.
The way I used to see it was I knew everything, and things I didn't know, I could imagine knowing.
Yeah.
Like, I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah. I've seen a movie about a psychiatrist, so you can't really analyze me. I'm pretty much immune.
I'm immune.
I saw one time there's a line in The Departed where he says that Irish people can't be psychoanalyzed, and I'm 15% Irish, so don't even try. I was like, what? How is that even like a conscious thought that you were like, that's right. Like, that's correct.
It's like, you really have to know everything, huh?
Yeah, you're like, you saw a movie?
Like, so did I.
Yeah, I also saw that movie, and I also have seen real life. Like, you absolutely can be analyzed because you exist.
you are a human.
You have traits. I can find out your traits because they are.
You think, therefore you are.
Yeah.
I think, from what I can remember, I think I've only been slapped twice in my life.
Oh, God.
That I remember.
Yeah.
One of them was just as a kid. Mm-hmm. I was super into wrestling. Me and my friend time were really into wrestling.
Always.
The Hardy Boys were my favorite. Hardy was my favorite. I think he's still around. Maybe not wrestling, but
around.
Close to wrestling.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Doing something. Anyway, if you like
managing
skateboarding.
Oh yeah, that's sick. Something physical. Maybe.
He's moving. I think it's a dog walker or something.
Yeah.
But if you know about wrestling, a lot of these wrestlers can be kind of provocative in their taunting.
Oh yeah.
And you know, me and my friend would copy them a lot. A lot of these provocative taunts, and we were children. And I was doing a taunt one day, and I didn't even notice that his mom was like right in the kitchen. She didn't see, but he really did not want her to see. So instead of just telling me to stop, he just gave me a slap on the face. I was like, what?
What? That's so shocking.
Yeah, that was. It was really shocking. Like, you've never even touched me before. It's like if out of nowhere, I just slap you.
Yeah, I would cry. Just start like what do I do?
Yeah. You could have just told me to stop.
Yeah, I would have stopped. I'm reasonable.
Yeah. I'm not out of control.
I get that we're pretending to wrestle, but don't touch me.
Yeah. That was the one time.
You wrestled me from over there.
That was not the strangest time, though. The second time I got slapped was, it was in middle school as well. And it was at the end of the day. And I think it was like the last day of maybe like spring till spring break or something. Okay. And I'm leaving the schoolyard. And this group of girls, like four of them, they just like, they're walking towards me. I'm assuming they're gonna walk past me.
Yeah.
But out of nowhere, one just starts hugging me. Like, they're kind of like chattering a little among themselves. Uh-huh. They're a chatter group. One just starts hugging me, and I'm like, "What's going on?" Okay. I don't hug her back because I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And I feel like that may have insulted them or something, because after that, they just left, and the like one of them just straight up slapped me hard across the cheek. Like, and that's it. They just walked away after that. I'm like, what happened? I'm confused.
What in the world? Just, I don't know.
I still can't think what that could have been till this day. You've still confused me. You have stumped me. How do you hug a stranger and then have your posse slap them after?
That's so confusing.
Like, even if they thought I was someone else, which, you know, not possible, but even if you thought I was someone else, I still don't get the events of going from hugging to slapping.
What in the world? Maybe they were chattering, and one of them had just gone through a breakup, and they were all like, girl, you can get anyone. You're beautiful. Watch. Hug this guy. He's going to fall for you immediately. And then you didn't hug her back, and they're like, you ruined our thing. We're trying to build her confidence back, and you ruined it. She went home crying because you didn't hug her back. And she didn't even know about the slap. She didn't even know about the slap. She thought her friends were being cool, and she was like, oh, not even this stranger likes me. And then didn't even see the slap happen.
Maybe that...
It doesn't feel...
I guess.
It's a theory.
I mean, hey, we're only side characters in your world. So.
Yeah, it's true.
So maybe.
Yeah.
God. People are weird.
Yeah. People are very weird. Like, I don't know.
Welcome to our new segment called Going Deeper, Behind the Scenes. We know who you are, Swain, but let me ask you, who are you?
My middle name.
Daniel.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you had a middle name.
I do. It's Daniel.
I recently discussed this with somebody else. That
do you have any people that you met in college? How many semesters did you go? How long did you go to BBC?
Like in total?
Yeah.
I'm about a year, so 4 semesters.
Okay. I was enrolled in that school for about 7 years and I probably finished less than you. No, near the end, I started, like, actually taking a lot of classes, so I'm probably about at the same level as you, but it took me 7 years to get there, because I only took, like, one semester every year or every couple of years, and I only took one class in a semester, and every once in a while, there's people that you meet that leave an impact, even though you don't really remember, you might not remember them. But you remember what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one person, I remember her name. I remember what she looks like. But, like, we didn't necessarily, we were not the same type of person. Like, if we had stayed in touch, I don't think we'd still, like, we would have eventually lost touch regardless of how much time we spent together in school. Because it was only one class. And as soon as it was over, we never spoke again. But had we taken multiple classes, we would have stayed in contact, but the second we stopped like going to classes, we were always going to fall apart because we were not the same type of person. She was a very nice person. I liked her personality a lot, but she was very much not like me, and I was very much not like her. She was a weird way to explain it is like picture like you're watching a movie and there's like the pretty blonde girl that's probably an important cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not a bitch.
Okay.
That's how she looks the part and she has the way of speaking, like the vocabulary and like the, like almost accent, like the way, like the way she carries herself. She seemed like the type of person that could have been mean, but she was very sweet. Like, she was a very nice person and seemed very chill.
Okay.
But, like, it's like the nice person in the group, but they all look the same. like she's very pretty. She's blonde, long blonde hair, and she was very that way. But she was chill. She was a very chill person. I liked her. But we did not have the same interests at all. But the thing that I'll never forget about her is that she was the first person to say, I've always had confusions with my name. People have always been confused with my name.
Oh, yeah. You told me this before. Yeah.
Yeah. And I might have said it on here, too. But, like, she said, I introduced myself to her. And every time I introduce myself to somebody, they either get it
or they don't.
Yeah.
And
speaking with Swain, the name Swain.
Yeah, the name Swain. And I suspect it's not a super confusing name. It's just a sound, but I think there's no, as humans, we want to understand.
Yeah.
And when we hear something different, we immediately have to justify it and make it make sense to ourselves. And so if I said my name was like,
David,
that'd be crazy. I'd be like, David? Be like, no, I said David.
Yeah.
Oh, David. Like you refuse to hear what you're hearing because your brain isn't ready for it.
Yeah.
If I said my name was like Lenchnikov, you'd be like, got it, Russian. Like it doesn't, even though it's a way weirder name than mine, you would accept it faster than mine.
Yeah.
Because it's not, you're not comparing it to something.
It belongs to a group.
You're like, that's Russian. I don't need to know. Like, that's probably not weird. You immediately have something to cling to. Mm-hmm. Lenchnikov. You don't have any, you can't confuse it with anything else. You immediately get it.
Right.
It's a Eastern European type of name. I get it. I don't get it, but I get that I don't get it. And I am comfortable with it. You immediately have comfort in that it's foreign. It's from a different group. And that's why you don't. Okay. I get it.
Right.
Swain is not tied to any ethnicity or culture because it's not.
Yeah.
It's commonly a last name, but it's an uncommon last name. It's usually a last name, but I have it as a first name. And so when I tell someone Swain, there's nothing that their mind can immediately, like you can't, your mind doesn't unconsciously solve the puzzle of my name for you. You immediately have to be like, what did I just hear?
Yeah.
And so it's not the weirdest name, but because I'm just a standard looking white guy and I don't have an accent and I don't have any indicator to tell you what that name is about, it's more confusing than weirder names.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why it's so confusing to people.
Yeah. It's just confusing enough to throw people in for a loop.
Yeah. And there's nothing that makes sense about it. And I don't have any sense to make of it because the origin is, I think my mom knew a kid that his name was Swain and she was like, I'm going to name my kid Swain. But for all I know, that his last name was Swain and that was his nickname. Because I've heard, I've seen, if you type in my first name in Google, you'll find a lot of last names. And there are some people that go by Swain. That's their last name. But it's a more interesting name than their first name. So they go by their last name. Like, that happens a lot. People go by their last name from time to time. But there's not a lot, if any, first name Swain. And that's whenever I introduce myself, they're like, Wayne or Dwayne? Like, I didn't say Dwayne. There was an S there.
Dwayne?
And
no.
Some, and
then, the Rock? Like, no. Johnson? No.
Yeah.
they just keep going?
Yeah. But I would say my go-to is Wayne with an S. And it's so funny because I'll say, my name is Swain. What was that? It's like Wayne with an S. Wayne's? Like, you heard me say Swain, and then you said, then you immediately ejected
it. So, Wayne was so sane.
Yeah, like, I've gotten that too. And like, it's just so weird. Like, I don't know, people just don't, like, people don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to solve that mental puzzle because it's like Uncanny Valley where
I just imagine how people like are just struggling with this one task.
Like that meme with the girl with the mask all over her head and she's just like staring blankly. Yeah, but it just says Swain, Wayne S
plus
Wayne's. Yeah. It's very confusing to people because it's not that confusing. Like that's the part that makes it weird is that
like once you get it, it's like,
yeah,
it sounds common now.
Like most of the steps that you're going to slip on in real life when you're walking, if you like miss a step or you like stumble a little bit, it's because it was there, but it wasn't very noticeable. Like if there's a slight dip in the road, that's what's going to make you stumble. If it's like a cavernous, like a pothole that you can see, you're never going to fall because you can see it.
Yeah.
You can comprehend that that's different enough for me to process and be able to handle it. But this is just like so slightly off that you're just like, I don't, wait, I'm not, like, it's a little weird. But this girl in my class, she solved it for me. And it's actually true. Like, I've adopted it. I don't always remember, but whenever I do, I remember. I will never forget it. But in the moment, I don't always do the joke. I told her my name was Swain, and her immediate response was, like Bruce Swain without the brew, which is like so fast. Like, that's such fast thinking. And I have never heard that before. Uh-huh. And it solves the puzzle.
Yeah.
Because it's something familiar that you can cling to. It explains it in a way that you can immediately process. Because your mind's like, Bruce Swain without the brew. Bruce Swain.
So that's just Swain.
And then it works like every time. If I tell a stranger my name and they are confused, 9 out of 10 times, if I use that one, it works.
Nice.
So in that way, that girl changed my life.
Like, oh, thank you, girl.
Yeah. I won't say your name because no one's listening. I could.
You know who you are.
I could say your social security number and nobody would find out.
You'll be fine for life.
Yeah. I don't know it.
Thankfully, I do. Actually, just to test this theory out.
Yeah. Here's mine, by the way.
That's cool, though.
Yeah. Like, it solved so many problems.
I never met anyone in college that changed my life, but I did run into an old high school friend that I went to high school with. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after high school, everyone just goes their own way.
Yeah.
But that was a college that, you know, I'd imagine some people would. And one of my best friends in high school, I saw him there. It'd been like maybe 3 years since we last spoke.
Yeah.
And right when we saw each other, we just picked up, like, right where we left off. It was like nothing changed.
Yeah.
We were like really kind of stupid. Yeah. Like, we'd say a lot of stupid things. I remember we talked about, like, the, you know, the movie The Happening? That's with the killer wind, right?
I think so.
Yeah. We talked about, like, if the movie The Happening was with shadows. So walking in a shadow would kill you.
Oh, sick.
And we just drew, and he drew the mental image of a guy running, trying to run away from his own shadow.
Everywhere I look, there it is.
And that was it. It's like, just like old times.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's cute.
That was great.
That's a fun, fun bit.
You know who you are. In fact, here's your social security number right here.
That's funny.
I just so happen to have them. Welcome, don't worry.
Welcome to the new segment. Social security numbers.
Social security numbers.
It's like an obituary, but we just tell you people's socials.
Yeah. Do you not have one? Well, here's a list you can have right now.
Fun fact, if you work for a place that has payroll, like, that's just a person that knows your social.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know a lot of socials.
So
I don't know the people.
Again, to solidify this new segment, this is real.
Yeah. I didn't memorize them. I'm not a robot, but like, I mean, I saw them on a daily basis and I was like, what the heck? I can just know these. Like, what?
Yeah.
Why am I trusted with this? I just started.
So it's a comforting thought.
Yeah.
Going back to the topic of bullies.
Yes.
There was a bully. I've had a lot of strange occurrences with people. Like, there was the whole girl slap that I didn't understand. And this is another occurrence that I still don't understand to this day. But it was before middle school. It was sixth grade. And I was a new kid. I was recently transferred there. And so, you know, I'm ultra quiet. Mm-hmm. And I guess the way I see it in my head was that there was like a small group, like a group of three guys. They were kind of like a mini mafia, like a very small mafia. There was the big bouncer guy who was like, had a mustache already.
Oh, man.
There was like a tall, lanky dude who didn't really do anything.
The snips.
Yeah. And then there was the leader, a very average looking person, but
But he always wore pinstripe suits and fedora.
Not exactly. But he was very quiet as well. Mm-hmm. But he was like stylized quiet. He's like the kind of person who's like doesn't have to speak because his henchmen do it for him. Yeah. And
his skinny friend Pinchy gives you
can't say that. Yeah. But yeah, and the way I see it is that when I came in, I was like shy quiet, but they took it as like, oh, he thinks he's being cool quiet, so we got to pick on him. Uh-huh. And so they just kind of would. I don't remember exactly how. I think they would just like say things.
Yeah.
And the whole time I look at the quiet guy and he's just like, he doesn't do anything. He's just always like standing there. Sometimes he's not even looking. He's just like, I couldn't tell if he wanted this. Like, is this you? Is this your secretly your call to do this? Or are you just like not wanting to get involved at all?
Yeah.
I never found out to this day. Like, I have heard him speak before, but.
He did have a voice.
Yeah, he did have a voice. He just.
If you're listening right now, what was that about? Explain yourself.
Explain. And I'm very confused.
Hug slap girls? What was that about?
Yeah. What is anything? Why are kids freaking weird?
Hey, kid that slapped instead of said, hey, don't. Why just slap instead of saying, hey, don't? You know who you are.
You know.
And you're listening to
you
this.
You know exactly who you are. One day you might actually be listening to this. So tell me. Actually, you don't have to tell me. I know. We're just weird.
We're so bad at promoting this. My mom just found out that this exists like 3 days ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. My mom doesn't even know about this at all.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, I'm working on this thing. She was like,
I invited.
She was like, what podcast? And I was like, the one I've been doing for 2 years. She's like, that. What?
You do a podcast?
David comes over to record.
Who's David?
Which David? Without the brew?
David with the B? Is it David?
Is it David again?
I invited people to like our Facebook page, and I got one like from that.
Dude.
That was my cousin.
We're in.
We're in. Hey, if you listen to this, cousin of mine, hi.
Yeah.
I don't really know what else to say.
I think the problem with me is that, like, if I haven't told you about this podcast, it's because I don't care if you listen. I don't have very many people that I want to listen to this. I don't have anyone that I want to listen to this. Like, hey, listen to me talk to my friend. Like, they don't care. They don't even talk to me anymore. Like, I don't have really any friends left. Like,
well, when you put it that way.
I got my girlfriend and my two Davids.
David 1 and David 2.
I'll leave you,
David 3,
the viewer, to determine which one's 1, which one's 2. Because I'm not going to decide.
Exactly.
I still haven't. It depends on the day.
Yeah.
It depends on who I'm hanging out with at the time. If I'm playing D&D, it's clearly him.
Dand.
If I'm doing anything else, it's probably you, because I hang out with you more than him.
I still want to get back into D&D at some point. Especially since the friend I was doing that one-on-one session with, they're not in it anymore. So now I don't have anyone to play with.
Well,
and I'm smack dab in the middle of the story too. So I'll just tell you how it ends right here on this podcast. You have a choice to either let the world die or have everyone forget you existed. Hmm? I mean, not everyone die. Everyone will be fine, but the world will be destroyed, like, structurally. But you'll be a hero. Or everything will be fine. No structure, everyone's fine. But they all forget you existed.
Mm-hmm.
Which are you going to choose?
Hmm? My first instinct is that one, but, like, then I think harder.
Yeah, exactly.
In my current spot in life, I would say that's fine. I don't really, there's not that many people in my life. It's like everyone that has ever heard of you will forget about you. You mean like the 5 people that know me?
Yeah. No, but if you were a hero,
Oh, then everyone would. Oh, that would suck. I don't want people to know me. Like, I don't talk about this because I don't want people in my life. I don't like. I really, really want to have 20 close friends, 10 to 20 close friends. I have like two, and I want 20 or 10. I don't want 30. Well, then that's too many friends.
You're gonna have to hang up your cape then. You can't be going out saving people.
So, if you're forgotten, do you have to start your life over? Or are you dead?
No, you just start over.
So you can make new friends.
Just a wanderer, yeah. Yeah, you can go back to this person you spent the last like 10 years with. And
that would be too awkward. I would just start new.
It would be though.
I would just be like round two. That's the one I choose, and I go round two.
Okay.
New game plus.
All right.
I'm already 40 and I got no friends. Let's do it.
And by the way, depending on whatever choice you made, I was going to have a sequel. But
sick.
Yeah.
Dude, back when I used to play as a player, not a DM, we jumped into a second series. Like, we were like, we had always played version one, and then the DM was like, I want to try version 3.5 because version five is too much like, and I agree with this. Like, I much prefer Pathfinder and 3.5 to version 5 because version 5 is the most well-developed. But it's like when you play a video game and the sequel comes out and it's way cleaner and way nicer, but it's just worse. Like, mm-hmm. It's a better game. You can tell it's more polished, but, like, it's missing its, like, soul. Like, there's something about it that is just, like, it's visually, it seems like this game is way better. Like,
so do you mean like The Sims?
Yeah.
Are you explaining The Sims? Are you defining The Sims right now?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And like, did you play Elder Scrolls games other than Skyrim or anything? Like, did you play Oblivion?
No, other than Skyrim, no.
Like in 3, it was this giant, vast game. And then in Oblivion, the fourth one, the map got considerably smaller. There was less things to do. But the game got better, and I think that was a good improvement. And then Skyrim, a lot of people complained about Skyrim because it's smaller than Oblivion. Like, there's less to do, and it's way smaller than Morrowind, which is 3. It's just the things you can do them better, but there's less to do. So it's not quite as vast of a world.
Hmm.
So it's like, in order to fit beautiful graphics and cool gameplay mechanics and, like, fun combat, you have to, like, cut down the size of the game because you can't have everything or else the game will be too big or it'll take too much power. Like, not every computer can run it. In order to have it be runnable on most computers and consoles and also be beautiful and also have good combat and have physics and stuff and be physically fun to play, you can't have the world's biggest map.
Yeah.
It's too many things to have. That's why they would always, I read a quote was like, we're never going to have multiplayer or co-op in Elder Scrolls, because that would take out, in order to fit co-op physically into our game, we would have to take out the heart of the game.
True.
And
but then they did.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not that fun.
Oh, is it not?
It's fine. It's an MMO. It's a classic MMO, which is not nearly as fun as, like, it's the worst Elder Scrolls game. It's a fine MMO, but, like,
does it play exactly like Skyrim, or is it, like, really different?
It plays like WoW mixed with Skyrim. Like, it's, you can't have super impact because it's an MMO, so there's a lot of people. Like, you can't save the world because everyone has to save the world. It's like RuneScape.
Yeah.
Where it's like everyone's doing the same quests as you, so it's like you can't actually be, like, in a single player game. You can make it to a point where it's like, oh, this demigod's coming in and he's going to destroy the capital and you have to stop him. And then you fight him off. And then for the rest of the game, that capital has, like, it's in ruins and it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And it's like phase two because it's changed. You can't have that in MMO because, like, I haven't beat the demigod yet. So you can't have it ruin the city because it'd be lame if I walk in and the city's destroyed.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance. So they can't have it. They have
actually, to, like, RuneScape did something like that as well.
Isn't it, like, instanced?
Yeah, instanced.
Yeah.
But they're same places. Like, you can be in a city, and another people can be in the city, but different players can see different things on their screen. Which kind of works.
It works, but it's like sometimes the immersion's a little weird. Sometimes it's a little funky because you're like, dude, check out this rock, and it's like, I can't see that rock.
I can't see that rock.
That doesn't exist yet. It happens after you save the city from complete destruction. Yeah. It's like, what?
It's like, you know, you're standing in lava, right? Oh no.
What do you mean lava? And you spoil it. nothing.
There's a city.
I was doing the game, you know, flow is lava.
There's a city here.
Hey, there's a city. We're not flooded. In lava. You see me standing, right? I'm like, but you see yourself like on a mount because you have to be. It's like you can't, like when you're in this city, you're always in a minecart. Yeah. But it's like, I can't see the minecart because there's no tracks.
That would be one of the worst design choices ever.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, guess what? The starting area is just gone, destroyed.
Yeah.
So in your instance, you just see a bunch of new players standing in air.
Yeah. Oh my God. But like, sometimes they try to do that, like with World of Warcraft, they did Cataclysm, but it changed everyone's game, so like it changed the whole world for everyone.
It was a cataclysmic event.
Yeah, like you see in the trailers, the dragon, the main dragon Deathwing, who's like the bad guy of the expansion pack, he's just going around wrecking things. Ooh. And then when you play the game, it's kind of cool, like they revisit because like it was a big world, and then they added Burning Crusade, which added like a new area you could go to, new continent, new places, and then they added Wrath of the Lich King, which is another expansion pack, and that added a new island, new continent, so there was new zone, new thing. Mm-hmm. And then instead of adding a new zone for the next one, you go back to the old zones, but they're different because Deathwing went and wrecked them and turned them into new zones. Like, so like there's this place that looks
Wind Waker style?
Yeah, kind of. Like there's actually one area where it's a big salty desert called the Shimmering Flats, and after the expansion pack, now it's a flooded water world type place. Like, it's just the whole zone is a water zone.
That's dope.
And there's like floating town on rafts and stuff.
that's cool.
Yeah, and I remember when this place was ground. And like you can swim to the bottom of it, and you can see the town still down there, like in ruins.
Oh, that's cool.
it's very tastefully done, but it's also really kind of sad because it's like my nostalgia when I was a kid. Like all these zones that I used to go with my friends, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah,
like you can't play that.
Yeah,
unless you go play a private server. Like unless you go to a private server, you'll never see World of Warcraft how I saw it because the places are physically destroyed.
Dude, RuneScape did that same thing too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone remembers Tutorial Island.
Yeah.
Well, they don't have that anymore. In fact, they went through a whole ordeal trying to replace it.
Yeah.
They did finally. You start on a new island, Ashdale. But Tutorial Island, they said people really like that. What if we brought it back in a quest? But you got to answer, what happened to it? It flooded. It's at the bottom. It's literally at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, wow.
So the quest is you can go there and basically kind of help people out by doing Tutorial Island again. But the challenge is everything's underwater. It's like, how are you going to start a fire underwater? How are you going to cook underwater? That's what the whole quest is. Trying to figure out how to do the tutorial underwater.
That's kind of fun.
And so it's just there.
Yeah.
Like, you can go visit it anytime you want, but it's just underwater now.
Huh. That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's a fun.
Yeah, I like it. You know, I like it. Oh, the thing about... Okay, I just got one last point.
Yeah.
Back to, like, D&D and all that stuff, Skyrim, Elder Scrolls even... I like the idea. I love the idea of role playing games, getting gear, fighting baddies, getting stronger, all that stuff.
Yeah, progressing.
Yeah, but I'm just not a really big fan of the whole Tolkien style, like Lord of the Rings style. Like, I'm not a fan of dwarves, ogres, elves.
Yeah, those kinds of elves.
Fantasy style things. Mm-hmm. That's why I kind of like the Fallout series, is because they take that and put it in the modern world or a future world.
Yeah.
I like those things better. Being teaming with, fighting against actual human beings.
Yeah.
Using real, like, I don't have a problem with swords and shields. Those are cool.
Yeah.
But anything older than you know, anything that delves out of the realm of humanity.
Yeah. So like Dark Souls is cool because it's like swords and knights, but there's no,
yeah,
there's exactly. No dwarves. They're all humans or maybe like,
yeah,
undead.
Or anything. Yeah. Or anything that's, you know, not human is like a monstrosity. Like, yeah, it's something that's kind of grounded in reality because, yeah, there are myths that, like, you know, there's a Bigfoot, like there's, yeah, a Mothman, you know, like,
yeah,
it's at least kind of grounded,
yeah,
in reality. Whereas, you know, there's, everyone knows there's no ogres here. There's no goblins walking around here. Come, yeah, on. Huh. You know, it's funny you bring that up because I'm a big Castlevania fan. And I've heard that a lot of Castlevania fans, and I kind of share this viewpoint, see Dark Souls as like a true predecessor to the Castlevania series. Because, okay, in it's basically it. Like, if you just made the change of having the end boss be Dracula...
Yeah.
And if you made your character stylishly cool, you have Castlevania. That's it.
So is that kind of like what Bloodborne would be then?
Yeah, Bloodborne is a very
stylistically
pretty much it. Similar. Yeah. Stylistically, yeah. It's, yeah, got the gothic tones.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's neat. I still haven't played it yet, but I now have a PlayStation, so I can.
Oh yeah, you can.
I don't know if I will because I'm getting a little frustrated with Sekiro.
Oh, Ben Shakira?
Ben Shakira. What are you doing?
Come on. It's called a crossover.
It's called two layers deep, two layers wrong. You can't stop at one.
I always end these episodes. Why don't you do it?
Goodbye.
Have you heard? Metro now includes Amazon Prime and select plans. Yes, enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment, movies, TV shows, music, fast free shipping, and much more. Plus now, get a free LG Stylo 4 when you switch. Discover the smarter way to wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. One offer per account. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 a month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions. Have you heard? Metro now includes Amazon Prime and select plans. Yes, enjoy the best of shopping and entertainment, movies, TV shows, music, fast free shipping, and much more. Plus now, get a free LG Stylo 4 when you switch. Discover the smarter way to wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. That's genius. Plus sales tax and activation fee. $50 plus rate plan required. Not valid for numbers currently on T-Mobile network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. One offer per account. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 a month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.